Welcome to the first podcast of 2020. You are 100% in control.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 159. And I want to start by just saying a big happy new year, which sounds very weird of me to say because I'm actually recording this in the middle of December. I'm preparing to kind of finish up for the year. I'm finishing on the 20th before Christmas and kind of taking a few weeks off. That's just how we roll in New Zealand. Everything kind of shuts down over Christmas and New Year. And it's the summer anyway. So yeah, I'm getting ready for New Year and I've prepared a bit of a post and a podcast. So this is, well, I'm getting ready now, but this will be published in early January. So it feels very weird to be wishing you a happy New Year. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I do hope you had a good Christmas and New Year. Or, you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, hope you had a good December doing whatever you do. So, welcome to this episode of the Paul Miners Podcast, to the first episode of 2020, and it is that time of year where people are setting goals, we're making change, and you're probably thinking, this is my year, this is the year I'm finally going to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is, start my business, quit my job, do my big thing, work on my goal. And you've probably already read a lot of blog posts or listened to some podcasts about how to plan your goals and succeed in 2020. And so whatever your goals are, whatever approach you're going to take, I wanted to add my two cents to sort of goal planning or getting started with this new year with a very simple idea, and it is this. All the happiness and success that you're looking for this year in 2020 is 100% within your control. Let me just say that again for effect, or just to make sure you get it or hear it properly. All the happiness and success you're looking for in 2020 is 100% within your control. And so when you get to grips with this fact, I think it's a very empowering feeling. The Stoics teach the importance of focusing only on what you can control and not tying your happiness to external, non-controllable factors like other people's opinions and things outside of our control. Because if you can't control them, then we're destined to probably be unhappy. And success and happiness, I think, are 100% within your control because you get to decide what makes you happy. You get to decide what success means to you. And when you acknowledge this idea, it means you can't make excuses as well. Because when we fail, it's easy to say things like, you know, oh, my boss is holding me back. I don't like my boss. Or people don't get my idea. Or I don't have enough time or money. It's the government's fault. And so it's very easy to make excuses. But the number one message in the book Extreme Ownership, when I read the book, well, really, it's right there in the title, is for you to take on responsibility and really just own your actions. And so with these things, you know, if you don't like your boss or your job, then quit. You know, sure, it's easier said than done, but you do have a choice. If people don't get your idea, that's your fault, not yours. You need to own it. If you don't have time or money, then cut back on Netflix or wake up early, do what it takes to make time, or get a second job and sell stuff on eBay to make some extra money. You always have a choice. You always have options. And finally, yeah, don't rely on the government for anything. That's my view anyway, period. Just do not rely on the government. So if things aren't going your way, Remember that you always have a choice. You can quit your job, work harder, or try something else. And when you stop blaming your issues or external factors and acknowledge that happiness and success are 100% within your control, it really helps us to stop the excuses and instead just make progress on things that really matter. And so if you want to succeed this year, start by taking responsibility and remembering that you are 100% in control. That's my message to you. No big sort of grand strategy or goal planning workshop or anything this year. I just wanted to give you a very simple piece of advice, which is that, yeah, if you want to succeed, if you want to be happy this year, you are 100% in control. You have the power to make the choices and changes that you want. And your success and happiness, you are 100% responsible for those things. And I really encourage you to just sit with this feeling, digest it, go and meditate on it, journal about it, and kind of write down some thoughts after listening to this. And I think you will start to feel really empowered. Like, yeah, actually, if I want to achieve my goals this year, I can actually go away and make some changes, make some actionable changes to make progress towards that goal. So keep that in mind this year. I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into 2020, although at the time of recording this, I'm initially looking forward to just sitting back and chilling over Christmas and New Year and with the family. So, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. thank you very much for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I go. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback, please leave me a review on iTunes. It really does mean a lot to me because it helps the show to get discovered so that more people can benefit from the content. And I would love your help getting the show out there. So please, if you have a minute, I would love a review on iTunes. And on that note, if you want to give me any more feedback, you can always reach out to me via my blog, leave me a comment, or if you're on my newsletter list, you can respond to any of my emails as well. I really do love hearing from my listeners and hearing what you want to learn about and getting your feedback. Number two, if you want to connect with me on a more regular basis, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP to learn about my membership options and how to get access to my private Slack community. This has typically been reserved for my high-end customers in the past, but I've opened it up for the first time. So head on over to the website, paulminers.com/VIP, to learn how you can get access to my private Slack channel, where you'll also get access to my complete library of book summaries as well. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.